It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. With this week's warm weather, we are clearly headed full steam into the summer months, which means that we're in that wonderful season where farmers markets are opening up all over the area, offering us the opportunity to indulge in our region's local goodness. And the lady who brings us local goodness periodically here on Essential Pittsburgh joins us now in Studio A. Rhonda Schult, welcome back to Essential Pittsburgh. It's good to see you.
It's good to see you, too.
I know it must be spring if you're in the studio. So how many markets are there in the Pittsburgh region? How many farmers markets do we have?
Well, the great thing is the number is growing and growing and growing every year. And right now there are, well, at least according to the Post-Gazette, at least 130 farmers markets in the region. And that's within the Pittsburgh area, the surrounding suburbs, and kind of sneaking down over into West Virginia and Ohio. So within, you know, a nice little distance from central Pittsburgh, you have a lot to choose from.
And are all the markets open now?
Not yet, although a lot of them are open. In fact, some have opened as early as the first part of April throughout that month. Many have opened last week and this week, and even some don't open until mid or late June. But we are really getting into the thick of the season.
So what kind of stuff can you get now? For example, today I was thinking, man, I can't wait for corn on the cob, but it's a little early for that.
It's a little early for that. You'll start finding it in the grocery stores, but that's not local corn yet. But you can, you know, you can start to find all kinds of things at the farmers markets right now.
Such as?
Well, right now it's spring, and spring is green the way I see it when you look at the farmers markets. You're going to have spring onions. You're going to have the summer green or the spring greens. You're going to have some sugar snap peas, a lot of things, kales and collards and spinaches, and pretty soon you're going to start to see a little bit of red creep in there with rhubarb. I've seen a little bit of rhubarb at last week's market, and strawberry is going to be coming in pretty soon. So you'll start to begin to start seeing some color in your at your farmers markets, and that changes as it goes throughout the year.
Oh, can't wait. Now, a lot of people say something. Now, don't attribute this to me necessarily, but these are like people who are presumptive. They say, aren't all farmers markets basically the same?
Well, some cases yes and some cases no. Generally, farmers markets are what they are. They're farmers markets. But like you and I, we're both people. We have a lot in common, but we all are very, very unique. We have our own unique personalities, characteristics, and that's the same with the farmers market. So you're going to find some that are really, you know, truly just farmers markets. They're backing their trucks up, and they've got their produce, and that's what you're going to get. But more and more, you're really going to find that many of them have become wonderful destinations. I know the market that I go to every Saturday morning has grown from just a small handful of farms to everything from the farmers who are there with their fresh produce every week to individuals who are ranchers that have meat. There'll be beef, there'll be pork, there'll be chicken, there's goat, lamb, so you'll find all kinds of things like that, cheeses, and then we've begun to see a lot of handcrafted items that are coming in. So some textiles that are hand-woven or handmade jewelries and a lot of prepared food. So you'll find some sauces and seasonings and pasta sauces, and also food that's there hot and ready to eat, which is my favorite thing.
Yeah.
Because I don't have to wait. You know, early on, they're going to have just a few of the little farms that are out with some early spring spring vegetables and fruits. But, you know, as the season evolves, you're going to see a wide variety of produce, but you're going to find a lot of other things too. In fact, in addition to the food products and the handcrafted items, like I said, you're also going to find a lot of plants. So you'll find herb plants, garden plants, flowers, things that you can really buy now and plant throughout the season and actually grow your own local goodness should you want to do that. And in addition to all of the wonderful food items and craft items, we actually are seeing a lot of markets now even bring in entertainment, like the wonderful Thursday market that's open now in Market Square. You have a midday market that has live music every week in addition to all of the other goodies. So
you can be entertained, fed.
Absolutely.
Get your shopping done. How often should someone go? I mean, I'm the kind of person that I would not be inclined to grow anything myself. Mm-hmm. So if I want to, you know, keep in stock a number of vegetables, but not wait too long that they're all spoiled and then I'm out of everything. How often should I show up?
Well, you know, that's a good question. I would say as often as you can. You know, on a weekly basis is obviously, you know, a great a great time frame to be able to go. But I like to think about, you know, the way we used to shop. We would, you know, shop on, you know, every couple of days and get what was fresh and what was available and what was just picked from the farm or the farmers, you know, or we grew in our garden. So the more you can frequent a farmer's market, the more you're going to be getting what's at the peak, what's the freshest. But again, you know, you don't have to – I feel bad if I don't go to the farmer's market every week, not because I feel like I've not done my duty, but I feel like I'm missing out on something. Mm. You know, the first asparagus that just came into season, I missed it, you know, and I don't want to miss that. But again, it shouldn't be a burden to you.
But the idea is to keep it fresh.
The idea is to go and, you know, explore and enjoy and, you know, make it a grocery shopping trip. And in fact, one of the things that I like to suggest to people is before you go to the grocery store, go grocery shopping, if you can make it a part of the routine to begin to shop the local farmers markets, you know, pick up what you can get there and then you supplement with what you need from the grocery store rather than vice versa, you know, rather than going to the grocery store and saying, oh, well, I think I'll go to the farmers market and see what they have. And then you kind of, I just bought, you know, lettuce at the grocery store when I could have gotten fresh locally grown lettuce at the farmers market.
I like to call it the three E's. Explore, enjoy, eat.
Wonderful. I love that.
I just made that up. But I'm glad it kind of worked into the conversation.
Yeah.
We're talking with Rhonda Schult of Local Goodness, and she's the founder of Local Goodness. And before we go any further here, why don't we have you explain exactly what Local Goodness is? It's kind of like a blog, but it's not a blog.
Right. It's actually it started out as a way to begin to help raise awareness of the local food producers within our region, primarily farms at the time. I started this about 7 years ago when sort of the notion of local eating and locavores and all of that was just starting to bubble up, and it was really more of a coincidence that that started at the same time that the conversation started to happen. Also, it's a way through the website that as we go out and explore and seek out local goodness in different locations around where we live, but also in our travels, that we can share that with other people so that you know, they can find that local goodness as well.
And as far as the best time to get to the market, it's certainly better to go early. Or is it okay to go later in the day? Are we going to get something fresher and better if we show up on, say, Saturday morning as opposed to a day during the week in the afternoon?
You know, actually, during whatever day of the week you go, it really doesn't matter because generally the farms that are there are picking for the market that they're going to. So they're not picking on Tuesday what they're going to deliver on Saturday to the Saturday farmers market. So it's always going to be fresh. There's sort of two ways to think about it. One, if you go early, sort of that early bird gets the worm, there are going to be some things that if it's early in the season, there's going to be a limited supply. So you might miss out on something if you go later in the day.
But everything's been picked over.
Everything's been picked over. The really, you know, yummy stuff that there's in short supply, that's all scooped up.
Don't want to let that happen.
Right. But if you go later in the day, sometimes the farms are, you know, they're getting ready to pack up and they just want to sort of be able to offload what they've
better deals. Better deals.
Better deals.
Okay.
Exactly. You got it.
Speaking of which, I'm the kind of person, I always have plastic. I don't carry cash. Do I need to make sure I hit the ATM before I show up at the farmer's market?
It's a good idea. The interesting thing, though, is with the technology as it is today, a lot of farms are now accepting credit cards with Square. You know, they have the little gizmo on their phone, and you can run your credit cards. But I always say it's, you know, cash is king. It's like garage sailing. You know, if you have cash in hand, have small bills, you know, have more than you think you're going to need. I always have more than I think I'm going to need, and unfortunately, I spend it all. Unfortunately for me, fortunately for the people at the farmers markets. But cash is good to have. But ask the vendors if they do take credit, because many of them are starting to do that. Other things you should take when you're going to the market, a lot of them have bags for you, but I try to recycle as much as I, you know, can. So take, if you have the reusable bags, take those. If you have the plastic grocery bags, take those. It helps save the farmers and vendors, you know, the bags that they have. And obviously we're doing something good by reusing what we have. So those are two things that I always say to make sure and bring when you go to the market to be prepared. But all in all, I think the most important thing were to go into the market, sort of like you said, you know, have that mindset that I'm going to go to explore. I want to enjoy myself. I'm going there to, you know, in a lot of cases buy food, but, you know, go there. I always find it a sense of adventure. I don't go there with a list usually. Sometimes I have an idea in mind what I think I want to find, but I find it much more enjoyable and much more interesting to go and mingle, talk to the different providers and farmers and food producers and kind of find out what's in season, what's at peak, what do they suggest, you know, I don't miss out on while I'm there. And then I kind of choose my menu and what I'm going to eat based on what's available rather than trying to fit, you know, what's at the market maybe into my plan. So it's going there with that sense of adventure and the proper mindset is great. And take time, really. I think the most important thing to me about local goodness is that it's obviously it's all about the things we get to eat and enjoy and buy and take home. But sort of the real takeaway and the real piece that lingers are those relationships with the people that you make. And that's what's so great about farmers markets, you especially ones in your own neighborhood. You get to know the people that are going to be there every week, and you get to know them, you get to know how they operate, how they grow their food, and when you buy their products, you're taking them home with you a little bit, and they're around your dinner table as you enjoy it.
Sounds good. So throughout the summer, you're going to be doing a lot of visiting to these markets.
Yes, I'm going to be taking time every week to go visit new farmers markets, and we'll be coming back periodically to talk about all the new finds that we have found for the listeners who are listening to us, and also introducing you to some of the farms and vendors and producers that are at these markets.
So if you have a market or farm that you want Rhonda to visit, find out more about local goodness on our website, wesa.fm. Rhonda Schultz of Local Goodness, thank you so much. It's so good to see you again.
Thank you. Great to see you too.
This Memorial Day, 90.5 WESA's Essential Pittsburgh will be preempted at noon and 8 p.m. to air State of the Reunion, Coming Home, Stories of Veterans Returning from War. Until Tuesday, I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Have a safe and happy Memorial Day weekend.